Bread is the staple of life. It is in the diet of most cultures, whether it is a thick loaf in Italy, a long thin baguette in France, a pocket of pita in Greece, or a flat tortilla in Mexico, or unleavened matzo in Israel, or homemade bread from our own oven. We all seem to enjoy bread. While bread can be a special treat, many cultures have celebrations that focus on bread. And we receive some of the nutrition in our bread that we need every day. No matter the variety, there are few things as good as a warm loaf of bread. Now, I don't want to get you real hungry here and get ahead of me because of lunch, but we are drawn to bread. We are drawn to restaurants that serve baskets of bread before the meal comes. Some of us like the restaurants that use bread as bowls for soup or chili. And some make an extra stop at a favorite bakery for really good bread on the way home. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven." Now, when we hear that, or we read that, our minds might go to the Lord's Supper. We think about how we received the body of Jesus and his blood in Holy Communion. Certainly, Jesus' words in this reading foretell the meal he will later institute at his Last Supper with his disciples. Or we may assume that Jesus was talking about how we can feed on him by performing spiritual disciplines like daily devotions, Bible reading, and prayer, which sustains our spiritual life daily. This too is a portion of what Jesus is alluding to when he says we must eat of him. But bread is meant to be shared. Religious leaders had a problem with Jesus' claim that he is the living bread that came down from heaven. They objected to that. They want to know how Jesus could say he has come down. Some have known him as since childhood, and they know his parents. But in their criticizing Jesus, they have missed the larger point of what he is saying. Jesus' use of that phrase, bread that came down from heaven, is an allusion to the manna the Israelites received from God during their journey in the wilderness after being freed from slavery in Egypt. The book of Exodus tells us that for those 40 years, they lived on bread from heaven, manna. While wandering in the wilderness, the people needed regular reminders that God was with them. They had started to question Moses, to doubt their faith in his leadership and their faith in God, because they were hungry and they felt lost and confused. So God gave them bread that would not only sustain them, but would serve as a reminder that God was right there with them through their incredibly difficult journey. Now, in Jesus' day, the people again needed that kind of reminder. Life was very hard under the Roman authorities, and many were wondering about God's presence with them. Now, you and I, and all those in our community, also need this same reminder, especially when life is difficult. This congregation of St. James knows what the wilderness can be, the feeling of being lost and abandoned by God and by others. The words of Jesus, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven," is a reminder of God's presence with us. This is a message we are to share. In the first four books of the New Testament, it is striking how often the writers tell stories about Jesus eating. He eats with his disciples as they travel. He eats with Mary and Martha after teaching. He changes Zacchaeus' life over dinner. And he enjoys Sabbath meals with religious leaders, one of which meal was interrupted by a woman who anoints his head. Even after his resurrection, Jesus is still eating, cooking fish on the beach. It might be why we Lutherans love our picnics and our potluck meals. The gospel includes these stories of eating because every meal was a statement and celebration of God's presence among us. God is not far ever from us. He had not abandoned the Israelites in Egypt when they were slaves, in the wilderness when they journeyed through it, or in Jerusalem under Roman occupation. I once heard a survivor of the Holocaust speak, and when he was asked by one of us, "Where was God in the concentration camps during that horrible time?" he said, "God was right there with us. He has not abandoned us in our struggles or our circumstances today. He is here among us, traveling with us as we journey through healing and new growth. I am the living bread that came down from heaven." It is a proclamation of God's presence yesterday, today, and in the days yet to come. Jesus refers to himself as manna, reminding us of God's presence in the wilderness, God's presence to meet our needs now, and announces that the day that Isaiah prophesied many years before is evolving and coming. Jesus was proclaiming that the kingdom of God is here. Our role as followers of Jesus today, no matter where we are, is to feast on him in our communion together, of Bible reading and prayer, but also to offer this bread of life to others. Jesus celebrated the kingdom of God by sharing feasts with all sorts of people. So the next time you come to worship, consider bringing with you someone you know who is desperately needing God's bread in their lives. Let us allow the aroma of this bread in Jesus that has come down from heaven to draw people to the source of life in God through Jesus. Not to keep it to ourselves, but to share it with the hungry and the lonely, not only physically but spiritually, the struggling and all who wonder if God is still with them. So, when we donate to a food bank that feeds those in need, we can smell the bread of life. When we sponsor a child in another country who does not have enough food to eat or clothes to wear, or is unable to afford an education, we can smell the bread of life. When we volunteer at a soup kitchen feeding the homeless, we smell the bread of life. When we give to have wells dug so people will have access to clean water, we can smell the bread of life. Or when we take a casserole to someone who is recovering from surgery, we can smell the bread of life. Or when we travel to help a community rebuild after a disaster, or perform maintenance with someone who is our neighbor who no longer can do such things, we smell the bread of life. When we actively participate in the ministry of this congregation, we can smell the bread of life. When we split a pastry at the local coffee house with a friend, a neighbor, or a loved one who just needs to talk, we can smell the bread of life. Or when we sit down as family and give thanks for the meal, we can smell the bread of life. When we gather around the altar here and receive the bread of Holy Communion and the wine, and we bring others with us, we can smell the bread of life. Jesus shared bread as a pronouncement of God's presence with his people, and he calls us to do the same. God is here. Let the feast continue. The peace of our God that passes all our human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in and with Christ Jesus. Amen.
Countless as the sand to the shank and the evil and your own. Grant his hearts, dear Lord, to give you gladly, free of your own. With the sunshine of your good, melt your thanks. full eyes of stone are cold and selfish, adorned by you and strengthenly. Tis to give than to receive. Wondrous honor have given, humble charity in your own mysterious presence. You have done it all to me. Naked, sick, in prison, hungry, in the feast, your face we view, saying, God, you're poor and needy, give as I have given to you. Lord of glory, you have brought us as the prize, never grudging for the lost and the give us faith to trust you boldly, hope to stay our souls on you. But, O best of all,
we affirm our faith as in the creed of the church. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With confidence in God's compassion and generosity, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. God of generosity, you came to live among us in communion with us. We pray for all congregations that they be places of welcome and belonging where those who seek you find a home. Lord, in your mercy, God of creativity, you have given us a rich earth to provide all sorts of nourishment. Grant us the wisdom to be good stewards of this vast and wondrous home. Lord, in your mercy, God of peace, we pray for the nations of the world. Give the world's leaders the wisdom they need to seek peace and pursue justice. give citizens the courage to raise up such leaders. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, we pray for all who are in need, both the needs we understand and the hungers that are beyond our comprehension. Fill all yearning souls with true satisfaction that comes from you. Lord, we lift up to you those known to us to be in need this day: Dolores Hoover, David Bickle, Susan Boston, Tim Serkovich, and all whom we name before you from our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. God of wisdom, we pray for those who are returning to school, students, teachers, and staff. Give them the joy of learning from each other by sharing their gifts and questions. Lord, in your mercy. God of community, we remember all the faithful who have come before us. Help us remember, as they did, that those who seek the Lord will lack nothing that is good. Lord, in your mercy. Into your loving hands, gracious Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, your abundant mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share the peace of our Lord with one another. I hope I got this on. I don't know. I wasn't sure whether it was. If it's not on, I'll have to play with it and figure. You want me to just hang on to it, or?
Yeah, until after.
And yeah. Hey, William. How are you? Peace be with you, Shirley.
Why, thank you, sir.
You're doing okay, huh?
Hanging in there. Yeah. All you can do. All
you can
do.
Peace again.
Hi, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Carolyn. Peace. Hey, Robin. Peace.
A little bit.
Peace be with you. Good to see you. Peace be with you. Emily, this lady is new here, Charlotte. Did you meet her?
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, she lives down the street there.
Good.
Go ahead. Peace be with you, David. Peace be with you. Hey,
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you, Dana.
I'm back again.
Peace be with you, Dana. Peace be with you, Janet. Got all these here. Peace be with you. Here comes Debbie. Peace be with you. You're all over the place here. Okay.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessings. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord, who teaches us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you this day and forevermore. Amen.
You till we meet again. By good counsel, guide up on you. With a shepherd's care, unfold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet. At Jesus' feet, till we meet, God be with you, until we meet again. Holy winds, behind you, daily.
Go in peace and share the bread of life with those we encounter in the days ahead. Thanks be to God.